It's a hot late afternoon in August, and I'm at Rene Erickson's restaurant, The Whale Winds, in Seattle's Fremont neighborhood. The marrow bones are being trimmed, and the sardine cans cracked open. On the sun-drenched porch outside, cars and the occasional duck boat cruise by on busy Stone Way. Rene Erickson's first cookbook, A Boat, A Whale, and a Walrus, comes out on September 30th. There's a distinct nautical ping to all her restaurants, the Boat Street Cafe, the acclaimed Oyster Bar, the Walrus and the Carpenter, and her newest called Barnacle. So, first of all, what's the deal with all the nautical references? We've got the boat, the walrus, the barnacle, the whale.
Well, the boat was a business that I purchased, so it came with a name. Walrus was a poem that I loved and was actually our second choice for a name, but just ended up being the one that we thought was the right one. And then I bought a painting of the Whale Winds, which is in the restaurant here. To me, it's funny because it's this giant whale that's blowing up a whaling ship. And then it just became obvious that we all were obsessed with sea and sea life and food from the sea, so we just kept going with it. And now it's kind of a joke, but we still love it.
Where'd you grow up, and what was food like around your house?
I grew up here in Woodinville, actually. My mom stayed home with us until we were probably like 10 or 12, and my dad had a landscaping company and was home a lot, so we had a garden and fruit trees and... You know, my mom was a great cook, or is a great cook. She's an amazing baker. And, you know, the thing that I think was really unique to us was that we would go to the Tulalip Indian Reservation in the summer, and we would get to eat crab and salmon and, you know, clams and everything that I don't think most people get to eat in, you know, in that sort of quantity, like to a place where I was so sick of Dungeness crab, where I was like, no more crab, which now you're just
like,
what
a
brat. I know, right? So it was that, you know, and the experience of, you know, being on the water and going fishing and crabbing and having the tribe there, and they would fish from the beach, and we would go and get to, like, take stuff that they didn't want to sell and bring it back. And it was, you know, like... At the time, I knew it was fun, but I didn't know, you know, now looking back, it's like heaven, you know, to be able to do that as a kid and run around and be on the beach and go fishing, and it's perfect.
Rene Erickson got an art degree at the University of Washington and began working at the nearby Boat Street Cafe. Food became her medium.
Being an artist and I think making things with your hands, it became, you know, it seemed as though it just sort of became something that meant more or was... more natural to me than painting or printmaking or anything like that. So, so I just, you know, over time, it just became what I love to do.
So you started with one restaurant, now you run a handful. There's four altogether, right?
Four, yeah.
When you're running one restaurant, you have to do everything, but you get to do everything.
Yeah.
I mean, so was there anything that sort of you really had a hard time delegating when you realized, now I'm going to have to let go of something?
Yeah.
What were the things that were really hard to give up?
Somehow people think that I do somehow cook everything still on some level, which is impossible. But having, you know, like that trust and like earning that trust with your staff, you know, I love that I have staff that have been working for a really long time. Like Bobby, who's the chef at Walrus now, he was this kid who didn't know anything who started working for us at Boat Street. And I literally was...
That's the ducks coming back.
Yeah, duckmobile. You know, he makes fun of it about it now when he's training people, because I stood, like, right behind him and was, like, you know, kind of, you know, like, really aggressively ordering him around because he was so young and green that I literally thought he was going to, like toss hot oil all over himself. You know, he was just so, you know, unaware and clueless, and now he's running Walrus. So it's just this amazing transition and exciting.
You miss anything about not... just being the one restaurant that's your total focus? Do you miss anything about that?
Yeah, I miss the everyday cooking. You know, I spend a lot of time on a computer and a lot of time in meetings and, you know, kind of handling the business end of things. But, you know, I'm not as good or as fast as all of them because they do it all the time. And so I miss that part. And I think the best part of, you know, working in a restaurant is that camaraderie that you get when you're there all the time and you're going through these really intense shifts and then you're at the end and you're sort of thrilled and exhausted. And so, yeah, that part, that's the sad part to miss. But, you know, I get to do other fun things too, so.
I'm talking to Rene Erickson at The Whale Winds. Her first cookbook is coming out on September 30th. And one of the things you talk about, how, of course, who you hire in a small business is absolutely crucial. And you write that you look at it like you're hiring someone into your family. So when I read that, I was wondering, how does that affect who you hire and who you fire?
Yeah, that's a hard part. I mean, I think if you were to ask most, certainly most chef-driven restaurants, you know, they are your family. Like, you spend more time with them than you do your family. So they're restaurant family for sure, for good or for bad. Sometimes it, you know, I have family members that I don't get along with anymore either, but that's just life, right? So you're like, oh, sorry. But I would hope that most people that have worked for me feel that way, that they've been in a place that feels welcoming and warm and maybe better than most people's family. I don't know. You know, who knows?
Restaurateur Renee Erickson at The Whale Winds on Stone Way in Seattle. Her first cookbook comes out on September 30th. It's called A Boat, A Whale, and A Walrus. I'm Ross Reynolds.